Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, November 14th, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin, I want to go to Florida and to More Success Team Director, Ms. Judy Johnson, who is an associate that she wants to recognize tonight. Judy, are you on? We have Ms. Judy Johnson on?
I'm here.
I didn't know if it was going to be you or Bruce. Welcome to the call, Judy.
Well, it's actually both of us, but I'm talking.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, okay. I know you're
well,
have a new associate that's doing quite well. Why don't you go ahead and introduce them tonight?
Yes, I would like to introduce Rebecca and Lee Mullen. They're our newest associates here in Titusville. And I met Rebecca at a chamber meeting, and she was very excited to get back into Legal Shield, so signed her up, and she's been on fire ever since. But I'll let her tell you a little bit about how fired up she is and how she got Fast Start qualified. Are you there, Rebecca?
Yes, I am, Judy.
Okay, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for introducing me. Hello, Randy.
Welcome to the call.
First, I want to thank my husband, Lee, who supports me constantly in the Legal Shield business. And I need to thank Judy and Bruce, of course, for getting me started. I joined in October, and I leveled up within 20 days. And I did get the opportunity to go to the group and B2B training, which was great. And now I plan on attending Oklahoma City and the CDL class because I'm interested in signing up truck drivers. I really like Legal Shield, and I want to thank everybody that, all the speakers that presented there at Regional and introduced me to one word, tools and events. Now, everybody has to remember that, one word, tools and events. Thank everybody, and I'm excited about continuing. I think I'll be doing my first group this week.
Well, we're very, very proud of you, proud of Judy. She's been working with you and appreciate you, and congratulations for leveling up. All right.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Judy. Next, I'm going to go back, or actually just stay right there in Florida and go to More Success Team Millionaire Club member Miss Yvette Mayo, who is actually the number three top producer in the entire company last week. Yvette, are you on? Do we have Yvette on? Let's see here. Maybe have her muted. Try it again. Yvette, are you on the call?
I'm here, Randy.
All right. I guess we got you muted by accident. Congratulations. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor. I want to thank everybody on the More Success team, from Kenneth Moore and Randy, Jeremy, Stephanie, Harold, and Kathy Pinson. There's so many wonderful people on the More Success team calling. I'm very, very privileged and honored and blessed to have been associated with this company for so long. I am starting, Randy, I think you are aware, in December, my 31st year with Legal Shield. And, gosh, it doesn't seem like it's been 31 years. 20 of those years I trained as a group trainer, as you know, and that was very, very rewarding. And all good group trainers will tell you that they learn a lot from their students. And so it was a learning experience for me, as well as me helping associates that came to my classes nationwide. And, you know, I remember back 30 years when I first started, and the thing I want to tell the people on the call, both new and many of you veterans and ones that have been around a long time, just two things that really helped me over the years, and I attribute a lot of my success to, and I've seen others, is the number one thing is setting goals. I think we all know about it. We just kind of forget about that. The second thing is not to quit. I remember when I first started, I set my first goal, which was to sell 100 memberships in 30 days. And I did that. And if I hadn't had that goal, though, would I have sold 100 memberships in 30 days? No, I wouldn't have. So it pushes us out of our comfort zone to achieve more, and that's how we learn and share others. And then after I won that trip, which was the goal of the selling 100 memberships, I remember Harlan Stone Cipher on stage saying the biggest sale that you'll ever make in your life will be when you sell yourself. And then I had tears in my eyes as I had my 16-year-old son John with me, and I thought to myself, that's what happened to me. I sold myself, I have a cold, on the value of this membership and the opportunity. And because I sold myself, it was easy for me to sell others. So I urge everybody to use the membership themselves like I did, and the rest will just, you know, keep coming. The main thing is that there's challenges, but you never quit. And you see, here I am going into my 31st year, but yet I'm still able to produce with the best of them. I looked at the other two names that were ahead of me, and I trained both of those two. So it's very rewarding to run into people that you have trained and helped over the years. I was very pleased to see Jimmy Parrish recently in Orlando, and I'm so thankful to him for everything that he's done over the years for our team, and is such a wonderful producer and did such a great job here in Orlando. I also want to thank Linda Bowden. If she hadn't put my information up on the More Success team, I've been so busy with open enrollment season that I haven't had a chance to even check my own number. So I wouldn't have even known that I was third in the nation if it hadn't been for Linda. So appreciate her. And there's so many wonderful, good people on our team, like Rona Unso and, you know, Harold Pinson, that just keep out there and they just keep plugging in. It makes you feel so good to be part of such a wonderful team. I thank God every day. And, of course, Kenneth Moore, our leader, is just admirable to all of us to look up to, as he sets such a high standard for wonderful and blessed giving to others. And I just feel very honored and privileged to be on the call. And I'll turn it back over to you, Randy.
Well, Mr. Mayo, you are an amazing lady and one of the top producers, one of the top trainers in the entire company for many, many years, still producing after over 31 years, and that's a great testament to you. So we appreciate you. Thank you very much, and congratulations for a job that you continue to do every day, even after 31 years.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 32 years, and that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. You know, Yvette has been a favorite of mine for years, and one thing she didn't say, Randy, three straight years in a row, she was the number one trainer in all of Legal Shield, period. I mean, she's a great trainer. If you've ever heard her train, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, sometime maybe you'll have that opportunity. Saying that, Randy, I'm always excited to introduce this next person. You know, she has been in health and life insurance for the past 30 years. She focused the last 16 years on Legal Shield, and she served 3 years as a regional manager for Central New Mexico, 5 years as a group VP for Mexico and Texas. She earned her $100,000 ring in 2009 and has written over 7,000 personal memberships. Oh, my goodness, I can go on alone. She has a persistency of 90%. Then think what residual income she's going to have. She's also been in Special Forces, Randy, since inception, and she's just about to hit the Millionaire Club. She's right on it. I wouldn't doubt any day it'd be announced. She served as the president of the New Mexico Insurance Association, and she's currently chairman of the Professional Development Committee for the New Mexico chapter of the National Association of Health Underwriters. What a degree this lady has. She has a degree in theology, and she started her master's in biblical counseling, and she's been married to her husband, Bill, for 23 years, has three children, four grandchildren, one on the way, and one Jack Russell Terrier. That's my dog. She loves hanging out with her family, water sports, hiking, camping, reading, and most of all, we love her to be on this call, Mrs. Joan Buckner.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I appreciate it so much.
Well, we appreciate you, young lady.
Oh, thanks. So I'm just honored to be on the call tonight. I was asked to kind of talk about my story, my history, and then I wanted to share a couple of things that I'm doing with my team and how we're growing in New Mexico for sure. So having a lot of fun. But I actually, you know, we talk about I've been in insurance for 30 years, which is true, but for a little while there I had to get off the road when I was doing my insurance because I had gone through a divorce that I didn't want. And my son was very small. He was 4 years old at the time. So I was selling office equipment, and that's when I met Bill. Like, we had our anniversary yesterday for 23 years, so pretty excited about that. And it's been amazing. But after I'd worked in office equipment for several years after we were married, we had two young teenagers and a smaller, you know, my son was 10 at the time, and I just wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So I started looking for a home-based business, and I fell into network marketing, and I had never done it before. My mom and dad had been in Amway when I was young, so there was kind of that history there, but I didn't know much about it. And fortunately, I was with some really great people that taught me the industry, and the problem I had was that the companies I had gotten involved with left me. And everybody talks about, in network marketing, you know, it's great to be on the ground floor opportunity, but it's not, believe me, because those companies, most of them just don't make it, or they're very difficult, or you're competing with a product that they're going to find cheaper on the shelves of Walmart or Walgreens or whatever, and you have to educate or try to educate people why they should spend more on your product. So the problem becomes you're recruiting people so that they buy the product, and that's your only real customer. So there was a couple of network marketing companies. I actually went through four of them, and I did really well, but like I said, they all left me. So I just said, I'm going back into insurance. And I said, I will never do network marketing again. And it was discouraging to build up something and then have it leave you. So I went back into insurance, and the network company or the, the network tips group that I was with in one of the companies had a prepaid legal guy in there before Legal Shield. It was prepaid legal. And he came to me and he said, hey, Joan, I need you to do me a favor. I need one more person to get to the next level or a bonus. I don't even know what it was, really. And I told him, I said, well, I'll help you out. And I could see maybe using the membership because of our blended family situation with attorneys and child custody and support. So maybe I'll use it. But I am not doing network marketing again. So famous last words, right? So I didn't do anything my first year. I had the membership. I actually had forgotten that I had it. And it wasn't until Quest was trying to charge me for a service call. And Quest is our local telephone company. So they were trying to charge me for an $85 service call they didn't do. And I dealt with it for 3 months on my own. We talked to the technician. We went to the committee. Went back and forth. I was really frustrated over it because they were threatening to turn off my phone service because I was paying for everything except for that $85 charge. And I probably would have paid it to make it go away, but fortunately I ran into the guy that signed me up, and he's no longer with the company, but we got to talking about this topic, and he said, well, why don't you use your legal plan? And I was like, really? And he said, yeah, you can do that, and he went over the benefits a little bit. So I called him, had a great experience. I spent about a half an hour on the phone with them explaining what had already happened, and they wrote one letter on my behalf and got it taken care of. And I'll never forget when the attorney called me, he kind of chuckled, and he said, you know, they said they normally don't do this, but... So that's how strong a letter from a law firm was compared to the desk of Joan Buckner. So that's what flipped the light switch, if you will, for me. And I said, you know, maybe I should look at this company again, even if I just market the membership. So it was just a God thing because Mr. Wilburn Smith, God rest his soul, and I know he may not be known to some of the newer people, but he help start this company with Mr. Kenneth Moore, and they go way back, but he came to Albuquerque. And so I went out to a meeting and saw him and how down to earth he was and his story with his grocery store background and making millions. And I thought, well, maybe. So I went to Oklahoma City by myself, didn't know anybody. My upline didn't even know I was there. And I was just welcomed right into the family. And I just felt so comfortable. And I'll never forget going on the bus ride to Ada, Oklahoma to see the home office. And we drive up, and it was the old Main Street office. And we drive up, and I went, uh-oh, what have I done? Because it wasn't a very nice building, and it kind of had a crooked sign and in wood and the hitching post out front, and I wasn't really sure what this company was all about. But as soon as we walked through the door, just the energy and the passion that these people had, the family atmosphere that they had for Legal Shield was amazing. And that just, it was immediate. I just remember those cubicles. Everybody decorated their cubicles. They were wearing their letter shirts and sweaters, and it was just amazing. And so then the bus took us over to the new site where they had just poured the pad for our new building. And I said, okay, so I'll give this a chance. So I came back to Albuquerque and started marketing it just a couple hours a week. And a couple years later, I was like, wow, the income from this is pretty good. And I was doing my insurance business, so I just started adding more hours to what I was doing. And then 2009, we earned our ring, and that was a whole other level. But we didn't miss any meetings. We went to every single convention. So we were plugged in. So that's, I really know that that's what changed for us, is that going to those meetings and learning about other people's experiences and helping me sell the membership that way, plus using the membership myself, that just was amazing. But my background, because it was so strong with doing group benefits already, that's what I did. So I like to say now that I'm really close to the million, so I like to say I'd like to have my first million done on the B2B side and my second million and thereafter with the network marketing, because network marketing always was a passion. I just love the compensation and how it's equal for everyone and anybody can succeed and be, you know, advanced past you, just like Yvette Mayo, love that lady. But she, you know, just talking about training people that have gone beyond her, and that's amazing that anyone could do that. You don't find that in corporate America. So I love all that. So I truly believe that there's no better time now than what we have with our apps. And so that's what I've been doing, is just telling everybody what a digital disruptor we have. If someone could have been on the very beginning of when Netflix started, and what they did to Blockbuster. You don't find Blockbuster stores anywhere anymore, and just recently Hastings went out, because that's what Netflix and Hulu and all of the apps have done to that kind of industry. Or if you think about what Amazon has done to buying habits that people have, buying online, and how malls are hurting and retail stores have gone out of business because they can find it cheaper and better on Amazon to have that two-day delivery. Or now, especially with Uber and what Uber is doing to the taxi service, that whole industry is upside down. So if people could have had that opportunity when it first started, that's what we have with Legal Shield, because our industry with attorneys has not changed in about 3,000 years. So isn't it about time? And I love Alan Romans. I wish I could remember the whole thing, and maybe someone could correct me later, but what stuck with me when Alan Roman talked about lawyers are the ones that make the law, they're the ones that interpret the law. And since there's about 1,000 new laws on the books every single year, shouldn't you have an attorney in your corner? And so that's the passion that I start with when I'm talking to someone and recruiting. And I love the team that we've got so far. They're just on fire, and we just have so much fun together, and that's what makes network marketing so fabulous. So if you haven't, I want to just touch on the app really quickly, because if you haven't explored everything in the app, let me tell you, the Legal Shield app, I like to go there first, show them what it is, how they have the emergency access. But on the top right corner, if you click Plan Info, it comes up with all of the services that we offer under the plan. So you don't even need a brochure anymore. Yes, it's great if you have one, but the brochure is right there on the app. You can talk about the member perks and how they can save money. I have saved more money in the last 3 months on member perks than I save than I spend the whole year for my legal plan, and I've got the business owner plan. So, but you can talk about the advice and consultations, the document, the motor vehicle, taking a picture, all that stuff is there. And now that we're toward the end of the year, I have sold more memberships by letting people know, because now you start hearing about holidays and money and all that kind of thing. But the IRS audit services, if they buy the membership before the end of the year, they have coverage on that service for 2015 forward. But if they wait till January, that service doesn't cover the 2015, it covers 2016 forward. So really, by buying that membership in the last couple of months, and I've signed up people on December 31st for this particular benefit, but if they sign up before the end of the year, then they have that 2015 forward. So it's like getting a whole other year at the end of the year to have that coverage on there in case they got audited by the IRS. The other thing I like to talk about is the will, because most people don't have a will. But what a great gift that you could give a family member in a membership so that they can get their will done. And maybe they'll even name you in the will. But having that will done and giving that gift to a membership, whether it's buying that membership for them for the next 3 months and taking it, having them take it over then, and hopefully they're using it and everything, getting plugged in, or 6 months or a whole year, whatever it is. But getting that membership for a family member is a great Christmas gift. Then the other thing that you can do is go to the ID Shield app and show them how that works, and then talk about this holiday season is the highest time for identity theft. It's the biggest. It's the baddest, right? So why not get protected before they go shopping with an identity theft protection plan through ID Shield? For as little as $9.95 for an individual, $19.95 for the family, you know the pricing. Great way to sell the memberships there. And then for recruiting, what better way to get some holiday cash? You can ask people, would you like to have a debt-free Christmas this year? Because maybe they've never had that. Maybe they put things on credit cards or whatever. But if we can show them how to make some extra money, whether it's $200, $500, $1,000, whatever, before the end of the year, that's some great holiday cash that they can have coming in. So those are the things that we've been doing on that. And the app itself is when I go through with a new person, I like them to get familiar with all parts of the app. So I know we're familiar with putting in names and assigning them to a campaign, but under resources, there are some amazing things there. If you haven't watched all of the testimonials, I would highly encourage you to do that. There's the capture and landing pages that you can share with people on the internet. So if you don't know them, so you don't have the spam factor, but they can get some information, and if they're interested, put some more information in there. And then it talks about the different coverages. There's the hub site and share link. So if someone's not interested right now, at least share the Ask Legal Shield link that's under there, because you can just send it right to them. And then especially for new people, I like them to go to the training audios. And the one that I love the most, we used to call it an inoculation CD, but fortunately now it's on our training audios right here there, where they don't even have to buy CDs. But it's the 25-minute Change Begins With You that Darnell Self does. I think that's one of the best things that we have for a new associate. And I put it right in the game plan when they when we're doing the game plan, and hopefully you listen to the Monday night momentum call tonight with Liz LeCue. She is phenomenal, as always. But I put that right in there. That's part of their homework to do that, because that's just one of the best things out there. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we're doing here in New Mexico. I did want to close with this one particular overview, I guess it was. I went to a Christian business women's luncheon today, and they were talking about passion. And they were talking about in the biblical sense, and that's great, but there was so much that I was just relating it to Legal Shield. I wanted to share with that with you tonight. So passion, as a definition, is any powerful or compelling emotion or feeling, a strong or extravagant fondness, enthusiasm, or desire for anything. So is your passion about Legal Shield showing? And that's what I can say, is that I have had that passion since that first time I used the membership. People can tell when I talk to them that this thing works, not only for the membership, but for the business itself, and it creates that excitement. So some passion producers, I got four great things that you can write down. So the first thing is great need. When there's a great need, it produces passion. So if you think about necessity is the mother of invention, we've all heard that cliche, then that's what we've got, especially with Legal Shield and ID Shield. There is such a need for the marketplace out there for people to have access to attorneys to get protected with their identity theft, because it's not going to get any better, and that's what we've got in the marketplace. Number two is great purpose. The equality and protection that we offer everyone gives us that purpose. We've got that mission to provide equal opportunity to the justice system. And our mission statement with Jeff Bell that he created, that's just so powerful. The number three is great people. We have contagious passion. When you're around people that have that passion for Legal Shield, it inspires others. And that's why the weekly meeting is so critical. You can't always get that with phone calls. When you meet once a week and you create that energy, even if it's not there, you can create it with others, because that passion will ignite others. And then that just grows from there. And the new people, they definitely can plug into that and feel that energy to get on board. And then it's better to enjoy the journey that way, too, with great people. And I can tell you, I love the MORE team. I just feel like we truly are family. We worship together. We pray together. We have all of that camaraderie, that we help each other. So that's just amazing to me. And you really, I always said that friends are the family that you choose, because I don't have really a really close relationship with my brother, but I have chosen my own brother in Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy and Sherry are my brother and sister. I absolutely know it. I'm probably closer to them than my own family in so many ways. And so I see that throughout the company. I probably shouldn't even start naming names, but I have sisters in Legal Shield throughout the company that I have developed, and just some great friends, MORE team, other teams, just that I enjoy seeing every single convention, every time that we can. And that's the family that we create. And then number four, the passion producer is number four, is grateful. So be grateful, be thankful for everything. I know I certainly am. I'm grateful for the Mr. Moore. So love you all, and thank you so much for having me on the call. I will turn it back to you.
Well, Joan, you're a wonderful lady. You are a great teammate for us, a great trainer. You do an outstanding job. Have you got time for maybe one question before we go?
Sure.
All right, let's go out to a new $100,000 ring earner in the state of Idaho, Mr. Damian Sheever. Damian, have you got a question?
I do. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, Joan, phenomenal job. And texted you earlier, told you I was looking forward to hearing you tonight, and definitely fulfilled all my expectations. Thank you so much. I'm so glad my team was on the call. Real quick, though, you almost made it sound like you just kind of wandered into your $100,000 ring. And so, you know, were there any challenges along the way? Or I guess I should ask it this way. What was your biggest challenge, whether it was before you got your ring or after you got your ring? What was your biggest challenge in the business? How'd you overcome it?
Wow. Okay, so you're one of the people I was thinking about with family, so thank you for that, my brother. but I think, well, there's always challenges because we're business owners. We're CEOs of our own company. It is not easy. It is simple, but it's not easy all the time, but it's certainly worth the journey. It's so much fun. And, yeah, there's going to be days. I can't tell you how many days I quit, but I started again the next day, and that's okay. We have that flexibility. I think the biggest challenge was in getting the ring is I was sitting at $80,000 to $90,000 a year for several years, and I just decided one day, I was like, you know, I need to hit that ring. So we just went for it. And I was planning on having it before that Oklahoma convention in 2009, and I was really pushing for it, and I just didn't think I got it. And I was kind of disappointed, you know, going to the convention one more time, and I still wasn't a ring earner. And we literally got the call that we hit the 100,000 ring on the way to Oklahoma City. And I can't remember who called me, but I pitied her ear because I was screaming in her ear. I was so excited. So we knew we were going to the ED banquet, but I didn't have the dress for the ring, right? So we had to run to Dillard's and get me a really nice dress. So that was pretty fun. But, yeah, lots of challenges on the way, but it's all worth it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Damien. And, again, Ms. Buckner, you're right on the verge of making your first $1 million in Legal Shield. I can't wait before you walk across the stage where we can recognize you. But we're very, very excited. You've stuck and stayed the whole way, and you're one of the most dependable associates we've got on the entire team. So
I appreciate it. I will be walking the stage. I will make it by our convention for sure. But I was really pushing to have it by the end of this year, but – seems like there's some discrepancy in some numbers, so I got to work on that. But, but yeah, we will get there pretty quick.
I know you will, and we just can't wait where we can edify you and let everybody know about it. But thank you again for being our special guest speaker tonight, and I'm going to turn the call back to Mr. Moore.
Thank
you know,
you.
Randy, I'm looking forward to congratulating her when we have her Moore's retreat in January. I think it gives her plenty of time. With the energy this lady's got, just get out of the way and let her go. You're so great, John. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you. It was inspiring tonight, and thank you for everything you do. Now,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, remember, the retreat's in January. You say something, Randy?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And let's do like we always do. We got a lot of people among us that's ill and sick. We can't name them all tonight. But as we go to prayer tonight, let's always remember those who are less fortunate out in the world, that even don't even know us, we don't know them, but they know God and we know God. So really, we're one family through that. So tonight, remember, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.